Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 405. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you four different ways that you can receive one at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or audio tape. It's absolutely free, including postage and handling. We have some music. We have testimonies and a very strong message from the Lord. But first, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask him to anoint. I know already, Lord, that you know that I'm going to ask you. You know what I'm going to say before I even say it. And I pray, Lord, that you don't let anyone say anything on this program that is of their own. Let it all be from you. So many people, Lord, in this world do not believe that you talk and that you exist. And Lord, let something supernatural, so supernatural, come into them on this program that they will know without a doubt that it's indeed you speaking directly to them. That the souls in the world will be saved and the church strengthened. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now we're going to hear from Ralph Carmichael. He is just one of my extremely favorite orchestras in the whole world. And this song we're going to play is Beyond the Sunset. Now, Beyond the Sunset, the Bible states there will be no sun in the kingdom of heaven because the Lord is the light. And so beyond the sun is the kingdom of heaven. And usually this is a song that is sang or played at funerals because if people are Christians, they're already on the other side of the sun. They're in heaven. And here's Ralph Carmichael, his choir and orchestra to sing Beyond the Sunset.
Save your hand is
Praise the Lord. The kingdom of heaven is a promise. It's in the contract, the covenant between God and man to those that receive his Son, that receive his word. The word of God is God, and those that reject God, which is the word, which is Christ. The Bible plainly states that the word of God is Christ. And the word of God came into this world and dwelt among us. God came into the world in flesh, in human flesh, to show everyone that if the power of God is living in you, that you are able to keep the covenant, all the details of the contract between God and man. The contract that Jesus, that God Almighty, made with us, and he signed that contract in his own blood. There's some, people today don't even mention the blood when they're telling people, you want to get saved, then come down to the altar and the Lord will clean you. But they omit the blood of Jesus. And the contract is signed in his blood, and so many people are ashamed of Jesus. They're ashamed of the blood that he shed, and without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins. And if your sins have not been forgiven, then there's no possible way that you can enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's in the contract. That's in the new covenant. We must be born again, and the way to be born again is we must ask the Lord. We must repent of our former sins, our former filthy sins. And whether you think you've committed filthy sins or not, doesn't matter, because we're all born into sin. We've been conceived in sin. We're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And the Adamic sin is on our soul. It has to be washed away. And Christ, with his Father by the Spirit, must enter into us in order for us to be able to keep the covenant. Now, some people say, well, I've always been good. I've never done anything wrong. I'm not a filthy sinner. And so that doesn't qualify me to have to be washed in the blood of Jesus, nor do I need Christ. Well, the Bible says you do. You have to be born again. It doesn't make any difference whether you ever yourself committed a sin or not. The biggest sin in the world is to reject the covenant, that Christ is living in you, and all the promises, in other words, covenants within the covenant. The Lord says he's coming back to earth again. That's a promise. And he states, this song, Beyond the Sunset, that we're all going to die. He promises that. It's an absolute promise. You and I, we're going to die. And if you don't have Christ living in you, if the Adamic sin and any other sin that you ignorantly have committed, you may not be aware of sins that you've committed, but we've all sinned and we've come short of the glory of God, but the Lord living in us can cause us to sin no more. And he tells us to go and sin no more. We must have that Adamic sin washed away from our souls, and he must live in us in order for us to receive the New Testament signed by him in his precious blood. Now, we have some testimonies today, and where is the first one from?
From Farmington, Missouri.
All right. That's where a big men's prison is, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Let's hear what they have to say.
Dear Tony Alamo, my brother in Christ, thank you so much for all the help and kindness answering my letters.
Well, it may seem strange to you. We're not what you call a small ministry. We're in, I believe, all the countries in the world, and there's like literally thousands of letters, emails, or whatever come in here, and I endeavor to answer them all, unless it's just somebody just saying, please, can you help me with this or that, or can we have Bibles or literature or whatever. And that just goes to the mail department, and they're not looking for an answer. But, sometimes I do a lot of letters every day. I just dictate them because I can't see that well with my physical eyes, but I have 20/20 vision when it comes to the spiritual realm. And that's really where it counts. You know, there's so many people that can see with their physical eyes, but they don't see anything spiritually. They're in darkness. And that's why the Lord sent people like myself, like John the Baptist, like himself, like the prophets, like the apostles, and all the rest of us who are apostles and disciples down through the years to preach the light of God into the world. The light of the world is Christ. And Jesus said that he is the light of the world. He also states that you and I, if Christ is in us and we're allowing him to live his life out in us, that we are the lights of the world, because what we are is we're disciples, actually the incarnation, the continuation of God's, of Christ's incarnation living in us. Incarnation simply means that he's living in carnal beings. We're made out of flesh, and so his spirit is living in our flesh, in our spirit, our soul, in our bodies, and we allow him to say what he will, say what he pleases in us. And sometimes a lot of people don't believe that that's easy to do. And they don't believe that it's necessary, but it's in the contract that we have to go to all the nations of the world and preach the gospel in every tongue. That's why I have the literature that the Lord has given me translated into many languages. And this person here is saying, thank you for answering my letter. Well, we get a lot of letters like that that thank me for answering their letters, and I like to have the Lord in me answer the letter. So it's really, I don't get any credit for it. It's in the contract that I must do that. I mean, he came and died for me, and so that I could be cleansed from my former sins, and so that whether they were filthy, they're filthy. Anything that'll take your soul to hell, the Adamic sin is filthy. Amen?
Amen.
Why? Because it'll take your soul to hell. In any other sin, you may say, well, I didn't do that much. Sure, I lied. Anybody that says they've never lied before in their life, that's possible, I guess. But I don't know anybody like that. I've never met anybody like that, and I've been around the block quite a bit. And so this, let's continue. Somebody, everybody's committed some kind of a sin, for sure. Because I know the devil hits people's minds before they put on the full armor of God. He will even try to, even after you have the whole armor of God. The Bible, in the sixth chapter of Ephesians, tells us to put on the full armor of God. And one of the pieces of the armor is the helmet of salvation, to know you're saved, to fill your mind with the word of God to the point to where Satan can't hassle you, cannot talk you into doing things that can lure you into the sins of the flesh or the sins of this world or to the lust of this world. And so we are armored with, we arm ourselves with that. And until that time, until we go through the process of being armored, Satan is going to hit our heads, our brains, and tell us all every kind of a thing. You just see things in the media. First of all, people that don't know the Lord, like for instance, a Geico commercial. I made a resolution to never buy Geico insurance tonight because they're pushing evolution, and I'm not going to enhance anybody with. We buy a lot of insurance we have to have insurance for the automobiles and things like that. But they even have a museum that they want you to visit to show how God first created an ape, and then you evolved from an ape. Well, if you want to be a monkey, be one. But, in your mind, if that's what you think, then you're breaking covenant with the Lord, because the Lord said that he made all those kind of things before. And then, at the end, he made man in his image and likeness. And I can tell you one thing, that God, his Son, Christ Jesus, or the Holy Spirit, never were like apes. Amen?
Amen.
And the history goes back only a little over 6,000 years ago. No matter what these eggheads tell you, they call themselves scientists, or, you know, these charcoal theories and all these things, because the Bible says, in the beginning, the very beginning of existence, God created the heavens and the earth. So if you don't believe the first verse in the Bible, then you might as well throw it away, because God said, it says God created the heavens and the earth in the very beginning. The beginning was the first day, and then the second day immediately afterwards, the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. The whole universe was created in 6 days, and then God rested. And if you believe in evolution, well, then you're just calling God a liar. And if you call God a liar, the Bible says, let every man be called a liar, but God be called the truth. Amen?
Amen.
So the Lord tells me to be concerned about every person, even to be good to your animals. And he tells you to be especially to honor all men by giving them the gospel. Now, there's a lot of wicked men, and I've even, they're obvious who they are, and there's some of them that are hidden that you don't know. But I honor them. The biggest honor that you can give them is to tell you the truth about the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
I honor them. And if you don't think that God's word is an honor, now, these people that preach evolution, they dishonor God. They call him a liar, because God, in the very beginning, which was a little over 6,000 years ago, just what I said, created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form, and it was void. Well, they said that was millions of you people that don't know the Lord. I know the Lord. He's in me, and his spirit tells me that the word of God is absolutely true. Now, if you're carnal, you haven't been born again like Jesus told Nicodemus that you must be, well, then the Bible says that you're dead in your sins and trespasses, and the dead don't know anything. So why would you listen to the dead, the history channel, that feel that they have everything documented when they're not born again in the Spirit? And they ridicule the Word of God and the Geico commercials. Now, they just come out that there were cavemen. There was no such thing. Adam was the most intelligent being, the very first man that ever existed on this planet. The very first man that God created out of the earth and the ground knew more than anybody today. He named every animal, every plant, every creature. And that's highly intelligent, amen? And he knew God. He talked to him in the cool of the evening. They would communicate with each other, and they knew each other. And they had the wisdom of God, which is the fear of God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, the book of Proverbs states, and it also states that the fear of God is wisdom. Amen?
Amen.
And the Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes that the whole duty of man is to fear God. It doesn't say reverence. Even in the original writings, it says fear and trembling. When I reverence somebody, I don't tremble, but God put the fear, his fear in me. I know that he exists, and I know that he means what he says. I know that he made promises to us, and he states that those of us that are born again of the Spirit, we're going to live beyond the sunset. Amen?
Amen.
And those that are not born again of the Spirit are going to spend eternity in a place hotter than the sun. Many times hotter than the sun. And you'll be screaming your head off if you thumb your nose at God, or if you believe in evolution, which is an absolutely satanic doctrine. Yeah, they even call it a theory. They don't call it the truth. What I am preaching to you is no theory. It's the actual word of God. It's precious. And it's your very life if you believe it and receive it into your heart. Now, I don't care how. I know I'm talking to somebody out there because the Spirit is telling me that thinks that they're just absolutely perfect because they've never committed what they consider any real sin. But you must be born again. That isn't, you know, well, you should. It's you absolutely must have the Spirit of God living in you, and you must have that Adamic sin erased off of your soul. Now, and then you must keep the contract of God. Are you preaching the Word of God? If you're not, you're committing sin. Amen? Amen. Are you worshiping the Lord? If you're not, you're committing sin. If you don't receive the Lord, if you don't believe His Word, if you believe in evolution, if you believe the garbage that you're being taught on television, radio, and the magazines and the newspapers today, you're a sinner. You have to believe what the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
And so, if you're not serving the Lord, if you're not, He's not living in you, then you're a sinner. And you're in darkness. And according to the Lord, again, you're dead and you don't know anything. And see, there's something far deeper than the stuff, the things in this world. The things in this world, you know, I've lived long enough to know that there isn't anything in this world worth even paying any attention to, okay? Yeah. The only reason I pay attention to some of the things in this world is to find out where, you know, what people are pouring their whole life into. I mean, they have singers that they worship, dancers that they worship. There's a craft. There's so many different things in this world that people worship, different crafts. They worship idols. They worship Mary. All these things are sin. They belong to different religions. That's sin. There's no other name given among men whereby you must be saved but the name of Jesus. To think otherwise is, or if you think that you can approach God and really get to Him and hear His voice and you talk to Him, anyone who attempts to get into the kingdom of heaven without being born again in the Spirit or without attempting to go to Him to be born again in the Spirit, you're a thief and a robber. And if you're a thief and a robber, you're a sinner. Amen? Amen. So don't say you haven't sinned. Amen?
Amen.
Because the Bible, the contract, the New Testament tells us that we must be born again. We must be in the body of Christ. We must be part of what Ezekiel saw. He saw a wheel in the kingdom of heaven with a wheel inside of it. Now, the wheel is the church, and the Christ is within it. The wheel inside is Christ, and they are powered, the church of God, the body of Christ is powered by Christ Himself, God Himself. We have no power without Christ. The Bible says that all power in heaven and on earth belongs to me, Jesus said. Amen?
Amen.
Not you. You're without power, you're without any brains, you're without any sense, you don't know anything. You're in darkness, and the Word of God is light, so receive light. Now let's hear now what this man has to say before the end of the program.
Getting your letters makes me very happy. To just hear from you is enough, but for you to help me out with enough to buy my tennis shoes is
really... Well, the Lord says... If a person is naked and they don't have shoes, you're supposed to give them, do it as if you're doing it to the Lord. And some people say, well, I'll give my old clothes to somebody or, you know, to, the Lord gave His life. You don't give Him old stuff. Amen?
Amen.
You give Him the first fruits, the very top, the creme de la creme, the very best that you have. And if you don't, well, then that's an insult to the Lord, too. You're thumbing your nose at Him, like He says. Before Jesus came into the world, the blood of Jesus was symbolized by animals, animal sacrifices. When Jesus came into the world and died on the cross and shed His blood, for our former sins, well, the animal sacrifices were over because the symbolism of those sacrifices, the shadow of those sacrifices, was here. He had arrived. And now, after he died on the cross and went to hell for us and rose from hell and from death and ascended into heaven, now he has become the life-giving spirit. And he now can live in multitudes, in millions, billions of people if they receive him. And if he does, then he gives you the power to not sin any longer. And sinning would be as if you see people that are without shoes, without clothes, if they're hungry and naked. If they're hungry and they are thirsty, you give them to drink, even your enemies. And if you don't do that, then you're a sinner. Amen?
Amen.
That's in the contract. That's in the New Testament. You can read it. Amen?
Amen.
Well, these people said, he says, you have to go to hell to a bunch of people that thought they were righteous. He says, why, Lord? I mean, no. He says, well, because when I was naked, you didn't clothe me. In other words, when I didn't have shoes, you didn't put shoes on my feet. Oh, when I was hungry and thirsty, you never gave me food or drink. When I was in prison, in a hospital, you visited me not. And inasmuch as you did it not to the very least on the face of this earth, you did it not unto me. But when there's people, like this man is saying, that I did, I got him a pair of shoes, and if you only knew the hundreds of people, I just don't want to tell you what I did, because if I do, then there's no reward for me. That's in the contract too.
Amen.
Amen. So I don't want to sin. If you boast of you know, all the multitudes of people that you've done things for, by the possible millions, because I fed them the Word of God.
Amen.
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 And I've clothed them with the Word of God, and I've given them to drink and to eat of the Word of God. Plus, if they had needs for this world, you give it to them. Amen?
Amen.
And a lot of people didn't realize. They just do, what the contract says to do. And then the Lord says, enter in, my good and faithful servant, because when I was hungry, you fed me. He said, "What?" They said, "What? When did we do all these things to you? Inasmuch as you did it to the least of the people on earth, you did it unto me." You hard-hearted people out there, and you say you're not sinners. You don't see us begging for all kinds of money to keep us on television every day. But what we do is, if you saw the letters, you'd see that we give the money out.
Amen.
That comes in. Amen? Like Amen. The Lord says to do. It's in the contract, and if you don't keep the contract, if you break contract, if you don't keep every commandment, then what it is that you've broken every law of God. Because, you have to look at humanity as, that's Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
That's Jesus. And if you want to be blessed, you want to enter into the kingdom of heaven, if you think you're pulling the wool over the Lord's eyes, you have got to be so far into darkness that it's, a spiritual rooter couldn't get you out. Okay? You're just clogging up the drains, my boy, my girl, young lady, old man, old lady. Get busy for the Lord. Read the contract and see what you have to do, and then do it. Amen?
Amen.
And it isn't hard, because I'm not a man of great worldly education, even though I've got a lot of experience, but I know what the contract says. And if you break one law, you've broken them all. Now go ahead and continue with this man here.
It's really going to make a difference.
That he has shoes now.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you were had shoes that were hurting you, or that, and somebody says, I was telling you that, and you didn't say, open your wallet or your purse and, give my pair of shoes.
Amen.
Like the Lord says to do. And if you see somebody hungry on the street, take them into a restaurant and feed them. Amen?
Amen.
and don't persecute people, even if they're guilty of crimes. You got, of course, they have to receive judgment. But when people are in prison for what they didn't do anything, they're innocent of it, and then the guards persecute them. Look at guards, you know. Put yourself in their place. How would you like to be treated in prison if you were there? Amen?
Amen.
Well, it's in the contract that you have to do unto them as you would have them to do unto you. And one of these days, you guards might be in prison. I know some guards. I was in prison for the gospel. I was railroaded, and I'm not complaining. And I saw some guards that were that did wrong things. I heard after I left that they were put in prison themselves for bringing narcotics into the prisoners and other things that they did. So, all right, now let's continue on.
I bought my tennis shoes and my feet are feeling better already.
Doesn't that make you feel good,
Amen.
People out there? That's what we're supposed to do with the money. And if you do that, God will send more money and just keep... We work for our money. We don't get a lot of tithes and offerings because the media and the government has, blacklisted us and made us look like saying false things about us. So we work, okay? We always worked. And what comes in is to support the church and the needy, the poor and the hungry and the needy. Even our enemies were supposed to feed and give to drink if they hunger and thirst. Amen?
Amen.
And we send out stuff like that. We give clothing to people that need it, etc. And I don't want to say how much. Chances are you wouldn't believe me anyway.
Amen.
Okay? But the Lord knows. He sees everything that you and I are doing, and He weighs every word that you and I are saying. And He knows your thoughts, and He knows if you're believing the Antichrist or if you're believing His Word, the Bible. And He knows if you believe in evolution. You've got to be about 1,000 points lower than plant life if you believe in evolution. I could come up with a better theory than that, okay?
Amen.
If I'm not going to hell to believe in somebody else's theory. If I was going to want to go to hell, I'd just believe I'd make up something. I've got a very creative mind. I could come up with a more believable theory than evolution. Everything comes from one, an eyeball roll up on the beach or something, and then an eyelash grows, and then the eyeball had relationships with who? Amen?
Amen.
And what? So that it became a giraffe, a rhinoceros, a human, an ape, and all the other things that you see in the world. A bug. All right, then what?
I say thank you, God, for Tony Alamo's compassion.
Well, I wouldn't have any compassion for anybody if I didn't see it in the contract. I'm just doing what the Lord said. He's the good one. Amen?
Amen.
And so He gets all the glory. God cares about people and you people in the world, or He wouldn't have come into the world as a man and died for you and be tortured to death for you. And He wouldn't have laid down all these rules for those of us that are the continuation of His incarnation. He's living in us, and we're going about doing good, okay, which the world church or cult, says is evil, and the world government says that we're doing evil, and the media says we're doing evil. But in reality, they're accusing us of the very same things that they're doing, and we're not doing it. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so then what?
God bless Tony Alamo and all the brothers and sisters of His church.
Well, He certainly does bless us. And the blessings that come in, we share with you. I don't know how many hundreds of people that are in prison that we bless.
Amen.
They don't have, there's just a lot of things that they don't have, and we just send them something every month. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
To treat me like a human being is the most important thing that has happened to me in my life.
Right. The main thing that the beast, the world cult in Rome, the beast, this is the Antichrist machine, Satan's machine, And the media does is they want to make you feel like a dog. And if you didn't even do anything to get in the prison, they want you to be like an animal, like they are. And it's just like so refreshing to the people in prisons that have been treated, or people, any people that have been treated like dogs, to see Jesus reaching out to them through human flesh. They know this is, you know, Christ truly, the Bible truly is true. Amen?
Amen.
And they know when you're keeping the covenant and when you're not. They on some of these televisions, they send it, God wants you to have a car, a great big mansion. He wants you to be able to enjoy everyday life. And when the Bible says that you have to prepare your heart for sorrow. Amen?
Amen.
And it's better that you live in the house of mourning than in the house of mirth. Amen?
Amen.
He says mirth, or in other words, comedy. What does that do? He said. Huh? You laugh and then you go out into this grim, dark world and then you just say it's all the same. Is that all there is? No, there's something far better than what there is in this world. And it was so wonderful to me when the Lord spoke to me and he started pulling the breath in and out of me to make me realize that he really existed. And that put the fear of God into me that our very breath is in his hands. And he can pull it out, and he will. If he knows for sure that you're going to continue believing in all these different theories on earth and believing the Antichrist regime in the world today, then that's the same as it's a blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. You say, what is blasphemy? That's to believe Satan rather than God. Now, the contract, the New Testament, tells you what you're supposed to believe. Amen?
Amen.
And what you're supposed to do. Because faith without works is dead. In other words, it's no faith at all. If you don't do what the Bible says to do, you don't have any faith. It's dead, void, zed. Then what does the man say?
The whole time I've been in prison, I haven't gotten a visit, almost 6 years. I haven't received any help from anybody but Tony Alamo.
Now, I don't solicit these letters. Any letter that you hear on this program was not solicited. I don't say, all you people out there, let me know, you know, what my program did to you. Oh, please send it in so I can. I don't say that at all. Don't send me mail if you don't, because, you know, it's I don't care. But these letters, I've never asked for them at all. They come in, and I mean, there's just so many of them that I really don't have a chance to get to all of them. And they're just, one is more beautiful than the other.
Amen.
I mean, I've been associated with Elvis Presley and with the Beatles and many other people. You know, people in the world that people admire, like Sonny Bono and all kinds of what people call big shots, Hulk Hogan. I don't want to be a name dropper, but I mean a lot of them, okay? Thousands of them. And, you know, it's, I never solicited any letters from anybody. You know, and I've known all these stars and well-known people, and none of them, and I've seen their mail, and none of them have the kind of mail that we have. And let's go on with this man.
Tony Alamo is the best example of what people should try to be equal to.
Well, anybody, if you've got the Spirit of God, you can do it. Amen?
Amen.
The Word of the Lord, when you have the Spirit of God, you can do anything. You can do all things except sin, of course. Mm-hmm. You can do all things, in other words, what the Bible tells you to do in Christ Jesus, only in Him. Okay? Then what?
He is a person who has a heart of gold that must be one of God's teachers down on this world, teaching everyone to treat each other like we would want to be treated ourselves.
There you go. I mean, these people in prison, they're in a position to where it's like, you know, God has created an environment for them. They don't deny that they've sinned, but they, you know, they needed to see a glimmer of light, a hand of Jesus reaching out to him. Am I calling myself Jesus? No, I'm just one of the members of his body.
Amen.
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 And you should stop accusing, you know, falsely accusing people of the Lord. you should become a member of the Lord too. He offers you the same opportunity. Okay, Cain, don't be jealous of Abel. Cain, because if you did good, God would bless you too.
Amen. Amen.
Then what?
I won't let you down. I will
Me? Don't worry about me. Just don't let yourself down, because if you don't do what the Lord says, you're letting yourself down.
Amen.
Amen? Okay, then what?
I will pass the good news on to everyone I meet.
Well, that's going to be to your credit. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
I'll be spreading the good word about Jesus, and when I get back to Mexico, I'll be more than happy to distribute the literature you have about Jesus.
Well, that's to your credit again, too. Amen?
Amen.
Because, you know, you're doing yourself a favor if you do what the Lord says. Then you won't go to hell in the lake of fire. Okay, then what?
I'm looking forward to helping you and your church spread the word of Jesus across the border. A church can...
Well, you know, it's helping yourself. Again, I just have to... Of course, he's you know, just newly saved, and so that's what I'm saying. Just giving him a little education here. Then what?
A church can be created a lot cheaper and to more people for very little in Mexico.
This church that the Lord gave me here on this earth was created with nothing. I gave up the entertainment industry, and the time went on until I gave everything that I had away, except when I threw my Beatles album that Pete Best gave me for doing his promotion. I put it in the trash, and Susie said, take it out. Take it out, because a lot of people are not going to believe that you own a Beatles album or that you did these promotions. I had scrapbooks. They weren't really in a scrapbook form at that time, but they were just pages from out of newspapers and Billboard magazine and things like that. And she saved them. And she was sure right. A lot of people tried to pull people out of church. Yeah, you know, there was our piano player, Brian Bingham, and he said some guy told him that I never really did those promotions. So I said, come over. Sue and I were living in a shack behind a filling station on Coinga Boulevard, and we just barely had enough to eat. And I had the Beatles album, but I wouldn't sell it because I wanted people to know. I said, I want to know that it's not me blessing me. I want to know that it's God blessing me.
Amen.
And tears filled my eyes one time because my boots were wearing out, and Susie said, God wants you to have a new pair of boots. Money came in, and tears filled my eyes. I said, God wants me to have a pair. He buying me the pair of boots. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, you know, and I was so thankful. I says, God wants me to have a pair of boots. And he wanted this man to have a pair of tennis shoes. He laid it on my heart to do it. And, you know, many others, okay, not just, you know, commissary, all kinds of stuff. Then what?
Faith is the key to success in any endeavor. And
yeah. Now, see, we didn't have anything at all. We were like paying $60 a month. And we moved from Zuma Beach, which is right next to Malibu, a big house overlooking the ocean. And we just trashed everything and got into the ministry because it was too far out. It took us too long to get into Hollywood to preach the gospel. And then God opened the door behind that filling station. It was an old, old shack. Even there was dirt floors in there. I had to put a floor in there with scrap lumber. You people just think you know us. You don't know us. Like Demas Shakirian, the head of the Full Gospel Christian Businessmen Organization, he says, one night when he was just introducing me, he says, I'm going to introduce to you the most misunderstood man in this world today. Tony Alamo, come up. People don't understand me, he said. He says, they don't know you, Tony. He says, my God. And Brother Smith from the Pisgah, old Pisgah home, said, asked Susie, she says, does he know what he's done? And that was just when I was a baby Christian. And Susie shook her head as to say, no, he doesn't know what he's done. He doesn't know the great work. She says, Brother Smith said, he's rocking the entire earth. Well, I didn't know. I'm just doing what the Lord said. You can rock the entire earth and the entire universe if you'll just do what the Lord says. Sign the covenant with him. Get born again of the Spirit and ask him to, you know, come into your heart and wash all your sins away. And read the Old and New Testament and then the New Testament, the New Covenant. Keep it. Because it's your very life. You know, beyond the sunset, there's judgment. We that are born again of the Spirit are going to wind up right before the mercy seat of Christ. So the new covenant is dependable. It's the Word of God. You can depend on God's promises. And incorporated into the New Testament, the new covenant signed in Jesus' blood, are promises that he protects you. He'll give you what you need, you know. Don't expect him to be giving you all the things that these false prophets tell you that he's going to give you. He might. But, you know, life on this earth is not about you or me. It's about winning human souls and taking care of these kind of people. And to take care of the church. The church grows. It's an automatic thing. And the people of the world hate the gospel. The Bible even says in the 11th chapter of Revelation that the two witnesses of God torment the people of the earth incredibly. And you know what they torment them with? The Word of God. They tell them that they must be born again and they must keep these commandments. They must keep the new covenant. And that's what people hate. They hate that God is dictating them what to do because the one world government and the one world cult, the Vatican, and the news media says that you're gods. And you people as a mass, a mob, are the ones that are to make the decision. It doesn't make any difference how many men, women, and children you have. You can join hand in hand together, but the living God is the ruler. Of all, and he is the one that tells you what to do, and if you don't do it, well, that's on you, okay? You're not God, okay? Amen. Satan told Eve in the Garden of Eden that you'll be like gods. And that's what all of you are out there. You think, I have my opinion. I have my opinion. Why does God not do this or that? Like you're going to command God. You as God are going to command God while he is supposed to treat you. But he says he adds all things unto you if you keep his commandments. A person that says that he knows me and keeps not my commandments is a liar. And the truth is not in you. Jesus is the truth. And he says no liar shall enter the kingdom of heaven. So you got to look into, this is for your soul's sake. I'm already saved, you know, even if I'm put to death today for preaching this gospel, which I've been threatened many times, I'm saved. I don't have anything to worry about. I'm going to be on the other side of the sun. Amen?
Amen.
Beyond the sunset. And that's where I want to be anyway. That's what I'm working for. That's why I'm keeping the contract, because I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell like you folks out there. You want to go to hell? Go! You know? God says he's not going to make you do what he says. He says, here it is, folks. This is a contract signed in my blood. Now do it or go to hell. Do it or go to the lake of fire. It's just up to you. You have to make yourself do it if you don't want to take the time and trouble to do it. If you're getting too busy in this world to pay any attention to God, then God is... When you cry out to him, when your soul is leaving your body, he's not going to pay any attention to you. You thumbed your nose at him, you mocked him, he's going to mock you. That's what, read the first chapter of Proverbs, that's what he says. I'll mock you and I'll laugh at your calamity. And I'll be there to tell you so, that I told you so. Amen?
Amen.
And the Bible tells you so. If you don't believe me, pick it up and read it. Then let's finish off with this man before the end of the program. We got 2 minutes.
I have faith that I'll accomplish this in the near future.
Yeah, that he's going to distribute literature in Mexico. like hundreds of others are right now. Then what?
Maybe I'll never be able to pay you back.
Oh, God pays me back. I'm not, when I give something to people, I'm not looking for a payback from you. God pays me back a hundredfold. Anything you give unto the Lord, if you give him a million, he's going to give you 100 million. You can't outgive God. Amen?
Amen?
Then what?
But God will help you because you helped me.
He will. Yes, he will. And he'll help you when you help others. Amen?
Amen.
Just reach out to Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Reach out to the Word of God. That's Jesus. And read what he wants you to do, and then ask him to come in so he'll give you the power to do it. Okay?
Amen.
By the power, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. When the Lord enters into you, you will have power after the Holy Spirit enters into you. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, then what?
I know God is good and works through Tony Alamo.
Well, he's working through you too. This man doesn't know him, but he's on the air right now. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
I'll never forget your kindness. God bless you and your whole
family.
Not
my kindness, it's the Lord's kindness. I'm just doing what he says. And it's so simple. He sends in money, and I got, a few bucks to give you a pair of shoes and some commissary. Hey, that's God doing that
Amen.
For you, son.
Amen.
Then what?
Yours truly, Robert from Farmington, Missouri.
Praise the Lord. All right, well, that concludes this program. I mean, I've got a lot more to say, but the thing that I'm saying really is when you reach out to Jesus, he'll give you, he says, seek first the kingdom of heaven, and don't listen to this world government that is disguised as an angel. They promise you everything, food stamps, everything. If you don't need food stamps, you just need to serve the Lord, and he'll give you all the food you need, more than enough.
Amen.
You'll have enough to distribute to thousands of other people. We do. We give, I don't want to say, okay, to missions and everything else, all over, as far as we can, all right? Even all over the world. Well, the program is just wound up now, and if you want that power, I can't understand why anybody wouldn't want Jesus living in them and to be forgiven for all your sins, whether they be a little bit, what you think, or whether they be a lot. He'll forgive you no matter what you've done and how or little. You must be forgiven for even the Adamic sin. So ask the Lord to come into your heart by saying this prayer. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins or my few sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Again, wash my sins away in your precious blood. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word, which is God, and God cannot lie, says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All that call upon the name of the Lord shall be heard and answered and saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. I just praise and thank the Lord for saving your soul. And Sharon, tell them four different ways that they can receive a copy of this program. Identifiable by number, it's 405, program number 405, free of charge. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. You've reached out. Those of you that are, received salvation reached out to Jesus. And the Lord will reach out to you now. He has entered you, and you're saved. And thank him, and keep thanking him. Here's the Ralph Carmichael Orchestra and Choir. This may just be the orchestra to play for you, Reach Out to Jesus.